Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things on our at-home number 4 Listen and Learn activity. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be fine. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper and write it neatly. Practice your best printing. I am writing Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. And when you are finished, you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right. If you look at the top of your page, it looks like we're in the backyard. And I put something in there that is actually in my own backyard for real, in real life. Ready? I'm going to sound it out. You tell me what word it is. F-I-R. F-I-R. Yep, fire. But hold on, don't panic. It's not like I have fire in my backyard. And then here's the second part of the word. Ready? P-I-T. P-I-T. Pit. Fire pit. Yes, do you see it? It's made out of brick, and so is mine. Let's color the bricks. See them? The rectangular bricks on that fire pit. Let's color just the bricks right now. Red. Just the bricks. And while we color them, let's count them. One. A two, three, color neatly, four, five little bricks, six, seven, eight bricks on this fire pit. I think I have more on mine, and if this was a real life picture, there'd be bricks on the back. Put down that red crayon. Find your gray crayon, and if you don't have a gray crayon, which, by the way, I do not, you can use your pencil, which is a great alternative, or you can use your black crayon if you color very lightly like you're a bird flying in the sky. I'm going to use my black crayon and just color very, very lightly. I have a fire pit in my backyard, and believe it or not, my husband, Steve, it's true, he built it. I know! So we'll go out there and we can roast marshmallows, no joke, and make s'mores and just sit out there and bundle up in blankets if we need to on a cold night and chat. That's kind of what we do most of the time. So this is a fire pit. We already sounded it out and I'm almost done coloring the rest of it gray. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Now let's color the fire orange. Everybody find an orange crayon and color the fire orange. So, hold on. I have a plan. I just thought of a plan. Okay, so we've got orange fire. And now, color some red on top of it. Kind of blend it together. That will make it realistic fire. Realistic. But we don't touch fire. We do not touch fire. Okay, just a little bit of blending on top. All right, put down all your crayons. Now, will you look for this object in your picture? I am going to sound it out. Ready? D-A-G. D-A-G. Yes, dog. Do you see the cute little dog? I love dogs. Find a brown crayon. Let's color the dog brown, except for his nose and his eye. See that spot on his eye? Leave that alone. We'll color his ears and his head. Don't color the spot. Don't color his nose. Go around. Go around. Don't color his collar. Go around. Go around. So dog, will you sound it out for me? I already did it for you. Will you do it for me? Tell me the sounds in dog. D-A-G. You got it. Now, there are so many words that can rhyme with dog. There can be real words and nonsense words as long as all of the words end with the og sound. Og. As long as they end in that chunk, they're gonna rhyme. So what about log? Log. Put let's do a nonsense. Put a t in front of Og. Tog. Put a L in front of Og. Log. Put a J in front of Og. Jog. I will jog to the log with my dog. Put down your brown crayon. Let's make his collar green. I keep calling this dog a boy. I don't know. My real dog in real life is a girl. And then let's color the spot on the eye black and his nose black too. There we go.
So cute.
Dog. I will run to the log. No, I will jog to the log with my dog. All right, look for this one. Ready? B-at. B-at. Yes, it's the bat. Do you see the bat? Now, we already colored our dog brown, so let's make this bat, let's make it blue. Let's make our bat blue. Bat, will you sound it out for me since I already did it for you? Has three sounds. I hope you said b-at. Change the b in bat and change it to r. Rat. Change the ending sound in rat. Change the ending sound in rat to ram. Oh yeah. Okay, let's color the baseball red. Color the baseball red. Blue bat, red ball. All right. That's not going to take you long, but color neatly. Color neatly. All right. Put down your red crayon. All right, look for this object. Ready? Here we go. It's going to have a blend at the beginning, and I'm going to put the blend together. Ready? Grr-i-ol. Grr-i-ol. Grill. Do you see the grill? We have a grill in our backyard, too, because Steve likes to barbecue. Let's color the grill gray again. You can use your pencil, or you can use your black crayon super-duper lightly. Super duper, like you're just happy in the clouds and they're floating by. Don't be dark and angry like a rain cloud. Light and airy. And then your black crayon will look very gray. There are some knobs on this grill. How many knobs are on this grill? Buttons, doohickeys. Three knobs are on this grill. So you can turn it on and do whatever you got to do. I don't know. And then how many handles do you see on the grill? Two. So three knobs and two handles make how many in all? What's three plus two? Count the knobs. One, two, three. And then the handles are four, five. Three plus two makes five. And then five and two wheels. Five and two more wheels makes what? Five,
six, seven.
Say five, six, seven. Five, six, seven. We're counting on. Yes, we are. We're counting on. All right. Look for this object. Ready? Ch-a-er. Ch-a-er. Chair. There are two of them. One is a lounge chair when you're tired and you need to take a nap or just relax and stick your legs out. And one is a chair right next to the fire pit. Let's color the chair next to the fire pit purple. Yeah, that's right. I said purple. I do not have any purple chairs in my backyard, but maybe I would want one someday. Maybe I would. Now, the word chair actually begins with a digraph. And I don't know if you've learned about digraphs yet. My class has. But this is what we're going to say. This is what I'm going to tell you. A digraph are two letters that make a sound together. They make a new sound. So we put our C and our H together and we get ch, 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 like choo, choo. We put the C and the H together and we get ch, 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 chair. Or chimney, chair, or chimney. C and H come together and make a whole new sound. Put down your purple crayon in two, one. Put that purple crayon down and let's color the lounge chair blue. I'm going to use my regular blue crayon. So color the lounge chair blue. Now, if we did not make a new sound when we put the C and the H together, and we didn't say ch, we would have kahair. we would say the C sound and the H sound. And it would be, I am so tired. I am going to sit down in this chair. And is that what we do? No, we don't call it a chair. Please go sit down in your chair. No, we say chair. So that's why a digraph is super important. And those C and the H make a new sound. Makes the ch-ch-choo sound. Choo-choo. Chug-chug. Chimney-chimney. Chat-chat. All right, take 2 more seconds for your blue lounge chair. 2 and 1. Put down your blue crayon. All right, what about this one? I'm going to put this blend together. It matches the grill blend. Do you remember the blend at the beginning of grill? Grass. There are 2 clumps of grass. There is one by the bat and the ball, and there is one by the lounge chair. I want you to color the one by the lounge chair a really light green. So I'm going to use my yellow green. If you don't have a yellow green, just use your regular green really lightly. Lightly, like you're happy. Light as a feather. You got good sleep. And now use your regular green and color a little bit darker at the grass clump near the bat. 2 different colors of green is what we're trying to make, just to make this different. Grass and grill both begin with the GR blend. We're putting the G and the R together and getting grill, grass. What about grip, grip? I have a tight grip on my green crayon. What about green? Hello? Wake up, Mrs. Oldham. All right. Ready? We have 1 more object I want us to look at. And it's boy. Boy. Yes, the boy. See, we have a boy in our picture. Let's give him some blonde hair because we haven't used our yellow crayon yet. So color his hair yellow. Color his hair yellow. It's a boy in our backyard. Maybe he's going to grill something for his dog. Maybe he'll roast a marshmallow over by the fire pit. And now let's color the star while we have our yellow crayon. Color the star on his shirt yellow too. Color the star on his shirt yellow too. All right, put down the yellow crayon. Let's color his shirt. Let's do orange. Color his shirt orange. Any kind of orange works for me. Be sure to go around that yellow star. Can you think of a word that rhymes with star? We'll take away the S in the beginning and we'll leave the R. Leave the R. That's tar. So star, tar. Can you think of another one? What about jar? Yes, all of these rhyme. We can put a star in a jar for lard. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's give him some brown shorts, and then we're going to move to the bottom. That's called khaki shorts. It's true. Give him some brown shorts for some khaki shorts. He's ready for summer, and so am I. It's rainy, and it's cold here where I live right now. Okay, put down all your crayons and find your pencil. Ready? We are going to look at some beginning and some ending sounds at the bottom of our page. Look at the first picture. It shows fire. What's the beginning sound in fire? Yes, the letter F. Write the letter F. It can be uppercase or lowercase. I'm easy. Scoot over. It's a dog. It's a running dog. He's running to the log with, no, it's jog. I'm going to jog to the log with my dog. What's the beginning sound in dog? D. And because it's a D and I'm going to do a lowercase, I'm going to put the doorknob and then the door. That's how I know I get my D going in the correct direction. Doorknob and then my door. Scoot over. I see a grill, but hold it. We're going to do the ending sound. What's the ending sound in grill? Yes, the letter L. And then scoot over, we have a chair. What's the ending sound in chair? Yes, the letter R. Okay, scoot down, we have a sentence. There are words in our sentence. It's true. Hold the phone, there's words in our sentence. there are circles under each word. I want you to touch those circles either with your pencil or your finger while I read the sentence. And I'm noticing there's a question mark at the end. So I'm going to use my question voice. Will you play ball with me? Point to those circles and point as I read them. Read the words. Will you play ball with me? Last time, and you read it with me. Will you play ball with me? That's why it's a question. Will you? I'll play with you. All right, ready? Can you find the word you in the sentence and color in the circle under the word you? It begins with y. Yep, it begins with a Y. It's the second word. Spell it for me. Y-O-U. Can you find the word play in our sentence? Play. Yes, it begins with a letter P. It's right next to the word you. Color in that circle with your pencil. Can you find the word with? With. Yes, it begins with a letter W. Spell it for me. Spell with for me. W-I-T-H. With. And last word I want you to find, me. Can you find the word me? Yes, it's the last word in our sentence. Spell it for me. M-E, me. All right. Scoot down to the bottom. We have some ladybugs. We are going to draw spots on our ladybugs so that they are in number order. So if you look at our first ladybug, we're not starting at the number one because we should be able to count on from any number. So the first ladybug has how many spots? One, two, three, four. Four spots. So scoot over to the next ladybug. We need to We need to draw five on that ladybug. Go ahead with your pencil. Draw five spots on the next ladybug. Nice big round pencil spots. Color them in. One, two, three. Make sure to go over both wings. Four, five. Okay. So if we do five spots on this ladybug and we scoot over to the next one, what comes after five? What number's after five? You got it. Six. Draw six spots on the next ladybug. One, two, nice and round. Three, four, five, six. What comes after six? Seven. Scoot over and draw seven. One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven.
What comes after seven?
Yes, eight. Let's check and see if this ladybug has eight because it's already done for us. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I already knew that because I could see four on this wing and four on that wing. And I know four and four make eight. Okay, what comes after eight? Nine. We need to draw nine spots on our last ladybug. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Go back to the first ladybug. These should all be in order now. Touch it and count. The first ladybug has four, scoot over, five, scoot over, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, we are so close to 10, but there's no more room.
Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.